Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Quite often I mention the Square Kilometre Array on this radio show and talk about radio astronomy without really introducing what radio astronomy is and some of the various sort of tools and tricks and techniques that you find in radio astronomy. One of them being interferometry, which is something you can raise at a dinner party once you've found out what it is. Here with me is Anna Scaife. She's from Jodrell Bank and she's the head of the Interferometry Centre for Excellence. And Jodrell Bank is a very famous, huge, big radio dish near Manchester in the UK. So good afternoon, Anna.
Hi, Ketchel.
So now please enlighten us. Interferometry and radio astronomy, just what the heck is it?
Radio astronomy is where you make observations of the sky at very long wavelengths, so radiation that has wavelengths of metres to centimetres. Now, the problem with observing in the radio is that the resolution of your observations is dependent on the ratio between the length of your wavelength and the size of your instrument.
So the Square Kilometre Array is a massive instrument, so presumably it can go to very low frequencies.
It can, and the reason it can, in terms of resolution, is because of interferometry. So if we wanted very high resolution observations of the sky using a single radio telescope, that radio telescope would have to be kilometres across, a single dish kilometres across. So obviously that's practically quite difficult, impossible. So instead what we do is we build arrays of smaller dishes and we link them together. And those arrays of dishes act as if they are equivalent to a dish that is the size of the separation of the particular elements in the array.
So it's a bit like the compound eyes of an insect, where you have these little different cells that make up the whole sort of round eye of the insect, and it's as if each of those little cells is far apart, and then you're linking them with sort of neurons, if you like, brain neurons, but this is linking them with complicated electronics, presumably.
Exactly, yes. So you just link them together with cables that can carry the signals from each of the dishes and bring them together at some central location.
Okay, so Anna just said this wonderful phrase, bringing together, and I'm sure it is not as simple as that, which is why you're the head of this thing called the Interferometry Centre for Excellence.
Yeah, so it is quite complicated, but it's doable. We're very good at it. South Africa is very good at it as well. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of radio interferometry here, and increasingly so with the Square Kilometre Array. Mm-hmm. For the Square Kilometre Array component that will be sighted in South Africa, we'll be bringing together signals over thousands of kilometres.
So what is it that's special about low frequency astronomy, and what can you see or detect with low frequency astronomy that you can't with other types of astronomy?
So this is the wonderful thing about radio astronomy. Radio astronomy shows you things that are not visible to your eyes. So optical telescopes show you things that, if your eyes were strong enough, you could see them directly. Radio telescopes tell us about very high energy physical processes that emit radiation with wavelengths that we can't physically process with our eyes. So we need to build an electronic system to process them. And these physical processes are pretty exciting things. So the really high energy, the really cataclysmic events in the universe emit in the radio band.
What, things like black holes colliding?
Things like black holes colliding, things like black holes themselves. So the accretion of matter onto black holes and the ejection of jets from black holes you see in the radio because it's such a high energy process.
And so I kind of associate a lot of specifically radio astronomy observations with sort of physics and really determining or examining the laws of physics rather than just the objects in the heavens.
Yeah, so the radio observations give us a lot of information about fundamental physical processes in environments that we simply can't recreate on Earth. Very, very dense environments where matter may exist in a completely different way to the way it exists on Earth. And these are so dense that they've been created by huge masses that we simply can't pull together on Earth.
And as I say every single time when I hear astronomers talk about these things, it's incredible that this sort of cutting-edge science is going on right here under our noses in Cape Town and in the Northern Cape. It's wonderful. And thank you so much for coming from Jodrell Bank in the UK to talk to us about these things. And it's wonderful to talk to you and find out more about radio astronomy and interferometry. Thank you very much, Anna, for coming to us today. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
This is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.